Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, 21. And it's good to have somebody when you're preaching to keep you accountable. So my wife keeps me accountable, but you folks need to keep me accountable too. And I appreciate it. It's one good thing about having that relationship that we can keep each other accountable. So thank you. Yes, 21, 5 through 19. But before that, Jesus was talking about the widow's offering in the temple. But then the disciples said, "We need to know what you've been talking about." So Jesus told them, "This is what the future holds." Some of the disciples began talking about the beautiful stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. And Jesus said to the disciples, "The time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished, and that not one stone will be left atop of another." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all this take place? And when will we have any sign ahead of time?" This is the New Living Translation, by the way, with a little bit of Ralphism in it. He replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming to be the Messiah, and saying, 'The time has come.' Don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must come, but the end won't follow immediately." And then he added this, "Nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other. There'll be great earthquakes, and there'll be famines and epidemics in many lands. And there'll be terrifying things and great miraculous signs in the heavens. But before all this occurs, there'll be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into the synagogue and prisons, and you will be accused before kings and governors of being my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry about how to answer the charges against you, for I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply." He was telling them that the Holy Spirit, he will give them the Holy Spirit, and they will know what to say under the persecution. Even those closest to you, your parents, your brothers and relatives and friends, will betray you, and some will be killed, and everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me. But not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will save your souls. Just to flip over to the latter part of that scripture. In verse 32, Jesus said, "I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will remain forever." And you think, was he talking about the generation that was there when he was teaching them? Or was he talking about our generation? Where our generation is seeing all of these things start taking place. So we don't know when he's going to return, but he promised that he would. And scripture says that the signs will take place when all of these things happen simultaneously. It talks about in Matthew, he's telling the people of Israel, escape when all the enemies surround Jerusalem and Israel. They're surrounding Israel right now. They're firing rockets in there every day. 200 and some rockets went into Tel Aviv and Israel this past week from the Islamic terrorists that live in Gaza.